Hey everybody, it's Off The Ball, it's Gerard Gilroy. Now, before you dive into this podcast, there are plenty of ways to build an acca. Some people stick with the favourites, some are convinced they've cracked it, others less sure once the final result goes sideways. However you do it, William Hill lets you boost your football acca, giving you more back when it comes good. Just build the acca you want with four or more legs and William Hill will boost your winnings depending on the number of selections. The boost is applied automatically and shown right there in your bet slip, so you know exactly what you're getting. Whether it's a quiet midweek fixture or a big weekend of football, it's a simple way to get more out of every acca you place. Download the app or visit William Hill to get started today. It's over 18s only. Gamble responsibly. Visit gamblingcare.ie. Now, back to the podcast.
Off The Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off The Ball.
Northern Ireland hadn't seen a gold medal for 52 years and then four come along at once and all from different, like, Ireland and Great Britain. I think that's really cool.
Subscribe to the Off The Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Day 17 of the 2026 World Darts Championship has been and gone, and I presumed I'd be here talking about the absolute classic that Michael van Gerwen and Gary Anderson were bound to have put on, but instead I'm here talking about Justin Hood once again. He's absolutely stolen the show at this year's World Darts Championship, beating Josh Rock 4-0, averaging over 100, and at one point being 11 out of 11 on his doubles. Going 11 from 11 on doubles is literally unheard of. That just doesn't happen. Josh Rock, he stood there just enjoying the show, joining in with the crowd just like the rest of us, appreciating what was going on. And to be fair to him, probably gained a few more fans than he would have done had he actually beaten Justin Hood. Justin Hood, look, I don't know what he's capable of doing now, and I'm sure everyone's going to be behind him. Unless you're a Gary Anderson fan, because Gary Anderson, he got the better of Michael van Gerwen, which was a pretty good game. It didn't live up to the nostalgic kind of hype we had all kind of, not given it, but that just comes with a clash like that between two of the greatest darts players of all time. There were moments, they both hit big scoring, there was decent finishing, but mixed in with that was the flawed nature that we kind of associate with the pair of them these days that maybe we didn't about a decade ago. Gary Anderson probably the deserved winner. There were moments of dominance from Michael van Gerwen, but he exits the competition at this stage for the first time since 2016. If you'd said to Gary Anderson at the start of the tournament that you'd be playing someone who's unranked, unseeded, making his debut at the tournament in the quarterfinal, he probably would have taken your arm off. But that'll be a fascinating clash. And Luke Humphreys, to the stage, and he put in his best performance of the tournament so far, averaging over 104, getting the better of Kevin Dutes, who couldn't quite replicate what he did at the end of the Nathan Aspinall game. When Humphreys settled in and really got his focus going, he just ran away with it, which we're so used to seeing him do. Maybe that game against Clemens did give him that kind of shot up the back that he needed. He'll take on Jean Van Veen in the quarterfinal, who was the first game on in the evening. He beat Charlie Manby, who didn't disgrace himself by any means, but his scoring from the Ricky Evans game seemed to drop a little while his doubling increased. That didn't really have any effect on the scoreline, Jean Van Veen winning 4-1. Andreas Harrison, look, he lived to regret those missed doubles in the fifth set against Johnny Clayton when he could have gone 3-2 up. The highlight of the game, of course, had to be that 9 dart attempt where he had 3 treble 20s, he had 3 treble 19s, he was left on 150, and what did he do? He went for 3 bulls. He couldn't even hit one of them, but still, a very memorable moment from a very memorable man who's had a very memorable couple of weeks. Johnny Clayton, though, he progresses without being exceptional, and if he is going to go too much further in this tournament and beat Ryan Searle, he is going to have to be better than he was yesterday. Take nothing away from him, though, he's back into the top four for now. The man who keeps just kind of flying under the radar is Christoph Ratajski. He beat Luke Woodhouse 4-2. Woodhouse missing a double 12 for a 9-darter. Is that 9-darter ever going to come? I don't know. But Ratajski through to face Littler. He's going to have to be perfect to win that game. Interesting to see what the crowd does there. And if Ratajski can get into the game, I'm sure the crowd will be on his side after what Luke Littler did the other night. Of course, no darts today. We'll be back on New Year's Day. I won't go too much into detail on those quarterfinals, but I'll be back tomorrow and we'll go through it then.
Off The Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off The Ball.
Northern Ireland hadn't seen a gold medal for 52 years and then four come along at once and all from different, like, Ireland and Great Britain. I think that's really cool.
Subscribe to the Off The Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Hey everybody, it's Off The Ball, it's Gerard Gilroy. Now, before you dive into this podcast, there are plenty of ways to build an acca. Some people stick with the favourites, some are convinced they've cracked it, others less sure once the final result goes sideways. However you do it, William Hill lets you boost your football acca, giving you more back when it comes good. Just build the acca you want with four or more legs and William Hill will boost your winnings depending on the number of selections. The boost is applied automatically and shown right there in your bet slip, so you know exactly what you're getting. Whether it's a quiet midweek fixture or a big weekend of football, it's a simple way to get more out of every acca you place. Download the app or visit William Hill to get started today. It's over 18s only. Gamble responsibly. Visit gamblingcare.ie. Now, back to the podcast.